In 1923, the superintendent's house was constructed here, off to the side of the original park entrance, in an area of flat topography and coniferous trees. Strategically placed by the main entrance, the superintendent could oversee and monitor the park activity as visitors entered and left. The building was designed by the National Park Service Landscape Division in San Francisco, but not without input from the glacier's superintendent at the time, J. Ross Eakin. At that time, it was the largest park residence and was often used for hosting National Park Service social functions. There have been minor structural changes to the building as of now, but it exists largely unchanged from its original state. The few changes include adding on two porches that have been remodeled. The heavy log construction of the building with chimney and patio of native stone is an excellent example of rustic National Park Service architecture. In the house, there are seven rooms and two bathrooms split between two levels. This house blends well with its beautiful setting along the middle fork of the Flathead River. Our next structure has transitioned between three different purposes over the last 70 years, as park priorities and operations have changed. When at the West Lakes District Office, press 9 and then pound to learn what these purposes were.